Day 4, East Texas Search Resumes for 11-Year-Old Audrey Cunningham. By Bob Price on February 18, 2024. Livingston, Texas, law enforcement and volunteer teams resumed the search of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. The young girl went missing on February 15 before school. A person of interest, Don Stephen McDougall, remains in the Polk County Jail on an unrelated felony assault charge. Texas Equus search volunteer teams were observed launching boats into the Trinity River below the U.S. 59 bridge. Grizzly Hood News captured video showing the start of Sunday's search activities on the river below the Lake Livingston Dam. The video shows multiple boat search teams being launched into the swiftly flowing Trinity River. Law enforcement teams, including the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the Polk County Sheriff's Office and others are expected to continue their search in the area where police say they found a backpack consistent with one carried by Audrey. McDougall remains jailed in Polk County without bond on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The charge stems from the alleged stabbing of David Stanley on August 19, 2023, according to information obtained from the complaining witness. Despite a positive identification from the victim, McDougall was never arrested on the charge until after Audrey's disappearance. On Saturday, Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Greg Cummings, speaking on behalf of Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons and District Attorney Shelley Sitton, told reporters they have not yet found Audrey, who has been missing since February 15. He confirmed rumors that investigators found a backpack that is consistent with one belonging to Audrey near the Lake Livingston Dam, where search operations were centered on Friday. Cummings identified 42-year-old Livingston resident Don Stephen McDougall as a main person of interest in Audrey's disappearance. Related articles. Don McDougall named main person of interest in disappearance of East Texas girl. East Texas man connected to missing 11-year-old girl charged with aggravated assault. East Texas police searching for missing 11-year-old girl. Newly reopened search for Afghan girl missing in Texas for 2 years. Law enforcement officials are asking for the public's assistance in determining McDougall's whereabouts on Thursday and Friday before he was taken into custody. Update on the search for Audrey Cunningham. Investigators believe the 2003 dark blue Chevrolet Suburban, pictured, is a vehicle of interest in the search for the 11-year-old Polk Company resident. Report tips to Polk Company Sheriff's Office at 936-327-6810 or pic.twitter.com/Frachwana. TXDPS, Southeast Texas Region, ATXT Southeast, February 17, 2024. Officials ask that tips be reported to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Polk County Crime Stoppers, or the DPSI Watch Texas app. Texas EquiSearch arrived on Saturday to bring additional resources and equipment to aid in the search for Audrey. Texas EquiSearch is a nonprofit organization specializing in difficult search and recovery operations. Between 25 and 50 volunteers arrived Saturday morning to assist in the search for Audrey. Cummings maintained they are still holding out hope that Audrey may be returned safely to her family but said, "Based on the evidence we've got, we understand foul play is a factor as well." On Thursday, Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons wrote, "Audrey Cunningham is a white female with blonde hair and blue eyes. She weighs 75 pounds and is approximately 4 foot 1 inch tall. Audrey was last seen wearing black pants, a black hoodie with white lettering, and black high-top tennis shoes. She was also carrying a bright red Hello Kitty-style backpack." Sheriff Lyons asks that anyone with information in this case to immediately contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 936-327-6810. McDougall is reported to be the last person known to be with 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham before she disappeared prior to school on February 15. Sources in Polk County government, not authorized to speak with the media, told Breitbart Texas that McDougall was supposed to drop Audrey off at her school bus stop Wednesday morning. Audrey was not at the bus stop when the bus arrived to pick up the children. She also never reported to school on Thursday, Lyons said. The location is very close to Lake Livingston. Reports indicate that Livingston ISD school officials notified Cunningham around noon that Audrey never arrived for school on Thursday. Cunningham did not report his daughter missing until hours later when Audrey was scheduled to arrive home after school. Court records obtained by Breitbart Texas from Brazoria County, Texas, reveal that McDougal was convicted in 2008 on a third-degree felony charge of enticing a child. The 300 District Court found him guilty and sentenced McDougal to 2 years in prison. In addition to the prior conviction on a child sex-related offense, McDougal also wears tattoos indicating a possible affiliation with gang activities. McDougal reportedly lived with Audrey's father, Josh Cunningham, and would babysit Audrey while Josh was out of town working. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.